Previously on Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
But I just know enough about religion to know that it's hell coming up to Earth, dear.
Simmer down, Josephine. Your man is about to speak.
Hope you're hungry. It's time for another helping of Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
You got bills to pay and the rent is due, but you spent your money all up on food. Your car blew up into a fireball. It would be nice to escape it all. To go someplace where the laughs are free, and there are bad jokes and bad hosts and bits of humanity. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast. We're the show that'll never say die. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall are your hosts. Come along for the ride, where we can laugh about everything and make it through anything. Belch in your face and hear that ding-a-ring. And occasionally we sing. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall and all the friends are here and ready to go.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
And now that you, the listener, are here, we're ready to start the show.
Oh, this week we're talking about desserts.
Oh, Cliff, desserts!
Oh, sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
I am so ready for a good dessert.
Oh, Kendall, listeners are thinking, you know what? This show...
Rerun.
No, is like no. A no, it's not a rerun. It's just,
no, I said they're thinking that.
It's a sequel, everybody.
It's a sequel.
Yes.
It's going to be bigger, more effects, more laughs.
More fat, more belches.
Kendall, I have so many things to say about all the things that you just said. But this show, the listeners are thinking that this show is like a dessert after a long, hard meal of a day.
Oh, yeah.
They come home, they throw our show on, it's you know, sweet, desserty, and they love it.
Oh, yeah.
It's
yeah,
listeners' yeah. magic time. We are Cliff and Kendall of Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. This is an internet talk show / radio filler program. Welcome to the show. We did a show a few weeks ago about dessert. Listeners, we just psychically felt that they wanted more, and we're here. With more. This is your second helping.
You said you want more desserts, and we listened and decided to make a show about it again.
The doctor, consequently, he did say I should not eat any more desserts. He said I need to lose 23 pounds, but you know what? You only live once. You only go around this big blue marble one time.
You might as well offset the gravity a little bit more.
You might as well leave your mark like we are in like that crater in Siberia.
When I sat down, I left my mark.
Oh, when we sit around the studio, we really sit around the studio. Dessert.
And also, we should say, Mr. Snodbottom, who last week got hit in the head by a pinata and thought he was Napoleon for 4 days.
He had this Napoleonic thing for like 4 days. Shock therapy is what they ended up doing.
It was an awful 4 days. It was like Napoleon with bad gas.
Oh, it was... Oh, speaking of Waterloo. Mm-hmm. Speaking of Waterloo.
But he's fine now.
He's
that's
fine.
The point I was getting at. Dr. Blathers. He fixed him.
He's fixed him. There was shock treatment.
You need a bit of shock treatment. Yes, you're jumping like a real live wire. Need a bit of shock treatment.
And it's all over. And he's fine. Look at him.
He hit him with a little bit too much power at first, uh-huh. So he turned the dial up too high. But Mr. Snodbottom is just fine. He's back to normal.
He's bounced back. He's a trooper.
Shock treatment.
Not an emperor anymore, but a trooper.
Did, Austin? Oh. Cliff.
I'm
Austin,
sorry.
Did you get that celebratory cake for Mr. Snodbottom's recovery?
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, cut it into some pieces and bring us some slices.
Cut it into two pieces and
okay.
Just bring it in here.
Just bring
okay?
The whole thing in here.
Just bring the pieces in here.
I will.
All right.
Dessert.
Speaking
dessert.
Of chocolate cake.
Yeah, what about them?
Well, I can't remember how many desserts we talked about last time.
So many, but let's talk about them some more.
Well, I just want to make sure
I have so much more to say about all of them.
Macaroon.
Oh, Mrs. Potter Butter Charm.
They're her favorite.
Famous for her macaroon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I wish she would have made some macaroons.
She's famous for two things, her delicious macaroons that we wish she would have made. We'll tell her and she'll make some for tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
She's famous for her macaroons and for coining the phrase to coin a phrase.
Mm-hmm.
She did coin the phrase to coin a phrase many, many years ago. That was her. And then she makes delicious macaroons, and we're lucky to know her. She is. Is she here today, Josephine?
Josephine, I think
so.
Hello, dear.
Oh, hello, welcome, dear. Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Turn. Now, Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Turn, since you came in, I'm glad that you did. I know you didn't make any macaroons, but could you tell us, like, what's your favorite dessert?
Well, dear, I do, and this is a very scandalous thing, dear.
Uh-oh.
But I do love a good moon pie, dear.
A moon pie?
Ah, moon pie. I love moon pies.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dear, I usually don't make don't eat pre-made desserts, dear. I make them from scratch. But it's my one cheat, dear. I love a good moon pie, dear.
Now, have you been in the break room? We do have some moon pies.
Oh, dear. Oh, do dear. We really have some? Excuse
yes.
me. Do we really have some moon pies?
Yes, go grab you one.
Dear, of course. Oh, thank you. Oh, toodaloo, dear. Toodaloo.
Moon pie.
Oh, I haven't seen her move that fast since she was twerking.
Since she was twerking on my birthday, Kendall. You know desserts.
Twerking on my birthday.
Twerking on my birthday.
Twerking on my birthday.
Kendall. Twerking on my birthday. Those are the hosts of the show. That's who we are.
In case you forgot.
What about ice cream and gelato?
I was just about to say, what about ice cream? I was gonna cut you off and say, what about ice cream?
And then here I am being continental, adding gelato into the mix.
No, see, I'll take it any of it if it's cold.
I'll take it any which way.
I'll take it any way if it's cold. I love ice cream, Cliff.
I love it.
Milkshakes. And I love frozen yogurt. I feel like bubble gump right now. I love sundaes. I love banana splits. I love it all.
Love
I want
it.
One right now.
Now, Kendall, I have seen a funny dessert. You know the funniest dessert name? Can you name it? They took a poll, and this was the funniest dessert name.
Chess pie.
No, idiot. What's funny about chess pie?
Because it's, I don't know, where does chess come from?
Where does chess? It's not shaped like a chess player. It's not shaped like Bobby Fischer. Kendall,
well, I couldn't
not
think of anything really weird, so I went with chess.
Let's
so
just
sue me.
Let's just start over. Kendall, it's hilarious.
I love you asking me a question. You're like, stupid.
I just want to say what the listeners are all thinking.
Let them make it.
To identify with me.
Dolores is paying you. I know it.
No, Dolores. Now, listen, speaking of Dolores, I did see her. She set off several fireworks on the 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
They were in Mrs. Pussybottom's car. It was in the back seat of her car. She set them off. She was real angry because they didn't change the Brita pitcher over there in the main studio.
You do not want to piss her off.
You really don't. She's working through some things here in Busheltown, mm-hmm. I think.
She got a few anger issues.
She's a big radio star. Dolores.
Dolores.
Have I mentioned the funniest dessert name?
No, I've been waiting.
Did I bring
I've
it
been
up?
Waiting.
Spotted Dick. Kendall, it's the hilarious dessert from across the pond there in England.
And what is Spotted Dick?
Spotted Dick. Kendall, oh, I've seen a few.
Spotted Dicks, I've seen a few. Caught that again.
Too few to mention. Kendall, a real Spotted Dick, though, is a very popular, it's just super popular English dessert. Although you can find it here in the good old US of A. Probably not in the Blobsmush Food and More, but you never know. Probably on Amazon. Spotted Dick, what is it?
Keep waiting.
I hear you wondering. Well, it's also known as sponge pudding or spotted dog.
SpongeBob?
It's SpongeBob pudding pants.
SpongeBob pudding pants.
I'm ready.
And Kendall, Spotted Dick is a steamed soot type of pudding, which is sweet and often served with custard like a pound cake. It's kind of like pound cake, but it has types of small fruits like raisins, currants, or even a plum.
Oh, that's why it's spotted.
Funny thing about Dick, though. Nobody knows why it's called Spotted Dick.
The raisins and the
We know why it's spotted. We don't know why the dick. We get the spot.
Oh, I thought you said
it's the dick part. We don't know why.
I was like, no.
Hey, Super.
It's
hey,
obviously the raisins. Hey, Jude.
Cliff, you know what else I love?
A good
blondie.
Blondie.
Don't you love blondie?
Kendall, I'm talking Blondie.
I mean, I love brownies too, but blondie.
I love a blondie.
It's like a big, thick cookie.
Blondies. Kendall, the bad part when I got the mass email from my writers, mm-hmm. and I started looking over the things for this week, I got so hungry for desserts. Mm-hmm. I got so hungry. I wanted a
blondie.
But I didn't have any. I had one moon pie. Oh, there's Mrs. Butterfinger Bird. Oh, she's got a moon.
I'm sorry. It looked like someone set up a moon pie in there, dear.
Oh, no.
Disgusting. I think Charles has been rooting around in there again, dear. But there was one left. It was delicious.
Oh, good.
I'm so glad you enjoyed it.
I'm wondering, Kendall, do you like the other flavor of moon pies?
No, I'm usually just a vanilla. Regular old vanilla. You know, I love vanilla, just the regular flavors. I've told you before.
Chocolate.
Oh, dear, please. Chocolate is the most wonderful
chocolate
of them all, dear.
Come on. Mine.
I had one dessert I wanted to share with you, dear. I could not believe neither of you have mentioned Austin's famous butternut rye crispy.
Oh, I do love the butternut rye crispy.
Of course.
He makes them from...
We eat those more than anything else.
Yeah, he makes them from our dearly departed Tyler's recipe.
Dearly departed?
No.
No, Kendall, he's dearly departed, he's dear, and he's departed.
He is dear.
And he had a recipe for butternut rye krispies that Austin makes to a T. He's learned over the years to make them correctly.
Well, dears, I must be going to, there was such a wonderful moon pie, I'm gonna go out and buy another box, dear.
All right, go. Now Miss Barbara, Kendall, I think she's sat on a moon pie.
Oh, dear, what's going on?
Somebody get a napkin. Somebody get a napkin.
Get my doily collection, please.
Oh, and here comes Austin. Austin's got those cake slices.
Oh, here they are.
Thank you, Austin.
Thank you. All right.
Dear, they wouldn't see my doilies.
All right, Austin, pull the door shut.
Oh, goodness.
All right.
Just pull it shut. Don't mention the doilies. Kendall, have you got a minute?
I got 1 minute for
you.
You
got a minute.
Just a minute.
Now that the excitement's died down.
Now I have this cake. You go ahead and take a minute to tell some media, and I'm going to sit here and eat it.
Have you got a minute for, the media?
That's our story.
Oh, it's a media minute. Kendall, guess who Robert Downey Jr.
Ooh, Robert Downey Jr.
He's just received another title, and that is the highest paid actor in Hollywood.
Is
Can you believe
really?
It? Guess how much he
made. Rags to riches. Rags.
I've got rags. Remember when just a few years ago he was like stumbling on heroin into people's houses, falling asleep in children's beds he's never met before. Last year he made $75 million.
Let this be a lesson to us.
Let this be a lesson to you.
Every statement is a song.
Take this message to my heart. This every Cher fan is out there singing that song.
If Robert Downey Jr. can go from sleeping in unknown people's beds to $75 million a year, then we can lose 40 f***ing pounds.
Now, one would think that we could take those inspiring statistics to heart and really lose some weight, but I don't know.
Just do it.
I did not make the list of highest paid actors. I did star in, I was in a franchise. I was in, Kendall, did you know this? Have you seen my franchise? I was in Scenes from a Gay Marriage 1. And
I did know you were in the franchise.
Yes, it's a franchise. And I was a supporting character. And I came back for more Scenes of a Gay Marriage.
They just wanted sequel. More.
Well, it kind of was like a cameo, really, in the second one. And, which would be my advice to you, Kendall, and listeners, in case Kendall could be in a franchise one day, right?
An Kendall, Arby's franchise.
Yeah, you could be in an Arby's franchise, Kendall. But no, my advice would be between film one and film two, don't gain 20 pounds. I've got more media here. Speaking of millions, Kendall's, if our listeners just need one more reason to jump off a bridge out there.
Please don't give me another reason.
You know, Kim Kardashian, of whom Mrs. Butter Butter Butterturn once said, "What a bitch." She's set to make more than Robert Downey Jr. She's set to make 85 million smackaroonies this year.
And I stand by it, dear.
Well, you're right.
Oh.
When you're right, you're right. And she's making 85 million big ones for her Hollywood game. That's an app, and it lets you compete to be famous for doing nothing in a world even more phony than the real Hollywood.
But Cliff, we already are famous for doing nothing here on the show.
No. we do nothing, and we're not famous. It's slightly...
Shit.
Contradictory. Kendall, shut up.
I read my contract.
Shut up, Kendall. Does anybody have Casey Kasem's body? Can anybody find it? Can somebody put... one of those GPS things, Walter White, in the course of Breaking Bad, put GPS things on so many different cars. Can't you put one on Casey Kasem's poor, departed, dead corpse. Kendall,
Have they lost it?
They've lost it. They've lost it like a bag traveling from New York to Hawaii. It's the corpse is lost, or really there's one of the family members is hiding it, I think. I say look behind Grant and Grant's tomb and see what's there. But can't they just bury him in some unmarked grave the way we did for Tyler? We didn't even know he wanted it that way, and then we got his will afterward, and it turned out we did the right thing because we were so cosmically in tune. Kendall, why can't
just
they
be more cosmically in tune?
Just be in tune with Casey Kasem's body. I have a long distance dedication that I would like to send to the body, and I just need to know where. Where does you go, Casey Kasem's body?
Well, he's in one of the top 40 states.
He's in one of the top 40. One of the top 40. Kendall, I've got to take a break for fudge's sake.
Okay, I'm going to have to eat so much cake out of here.
Don't go anywhere. Cliff and Kendall are just getting started.
Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't. Almond Joy's got nuts. Mounds don't. Almond Joy's got real milk chocolate, coconut and munchy nuts too. Mounds got deep dark chocolate and chewy coconut. Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. Peter Paul, Almond Joy's got nuts. Peter Paul, Mounds don't.
Because
sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
Welcome back to the show. I hope you're ready for fat people.
Just dessert.
Welcome back.
Why can we never remember to do that?
Welcome back. There, that makes up for one of the times we forgot.
So, Cliff, yeah. Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn.
All right.
Was a little distraught while we were out there.
Was she? Because of the moon pie she sat on?
No, I had to tell her about her doilies that we burned when we thought they were dead.
It was an honest mistake. We were trying to give them back to the universe.
And she is such a nice person. You know, she was like, of course, it's not a problem. Don't worry.
Uh-huh.
But you could just tell how heartbroken she was. I'm going to go online and find some doilies and buy her some doilies.
Kendall, get on eBay right after this show is over.
Don't go there.
Kendall, don't
go there.
I wasn't going to go there, but you made me.
Kendall,
you made me go there.
Kendall, if you would just not go there for a minute.
All right, I won't.
Don't go there.
But don't go there. Look, I was talking to somebody.
Yeah.
The other day, and they said, I would have never guessed you were a vegetarian.
Because you...
Don't go there. Don't go there. I'm so f***ing fat. They were like, oh, I never would have guessed you were a vegetarian. Don't go there.
Don't go there. What else did they say? Did they back that up with anything?
No, that was the worst part.
Who was this?
Somebody, you know, walking down the street. Main Street in Busheltown.
Somebody walking down the street stops you. Because were you wearing that shirt that says, I'm a vegetarian, ask me how?
No, but because I was walking past this like, vendor cart.
Uh-huh.
That they were selling, like, mule flops or something. I don't know.
Mule chops?
Yeah, mule chops. And I said, I don't eat meat. I'm vegetarian. Uh-huh. And I forget who it was. Somebody in the town. They were walking by and they were like, you are a vegetarian? And I said, yeah. They said, I would never have guessed.
If they had been drinking something, they probably would have spat it out. Right when they heard you say that.
It's a big spit take right in my face.
You?
And
I'm a vegetarian.
I was like, well, yeah, I've been a vegetarian for a while. And and then like,
only
well,
8 years.
They're like,
Kendall.
I don't know. I just for some reason I would never thought. I thought I know what reason because I'm enormous. And you're like, no vegetarian could be that fat.
No vegetarian. You would not think two people who have been vegetarians for 8 years would be as morbidly obese as we are. And Kendall, I know that you've noticed I'm so fat that I have this poster over here. This Harry Styles One Direction poster over here. It's supposed to be an inspiration for me to lose weight. You know, one of those things. It's him jumping off of a yacht.
Well, you just keep staring at it through the whole show.
Well, it's supposed to inspire me to lose weight.
No.
And I don't even feel like I don't even deserve to look at it. So I've put post-its where his shirt would be. I don't even deserve to see. I don't get to see the tattoos or either of his extra nipples. Kendall, I don't get to see that. I don't deserve it. I weigh too much to look at the tattoos, the leaves, the theater faces, the birds, the ship, the one that says 17 black, all the tattoos. I can't even look at them. I've got post-its all over and I'm just heartbroken. Don't go there.
See anybody in any magazine with no shirt on, uh-huh, like a male model.
Aren't you heartbroken?
I'm not only heartbroken, but I get a little nauseous. Like, I get a little, like, vomit coming up my throat. I'm like, well, I'm just... And people think, I look at something like, why is he acting like vomit? I'm like, no, because I'm just so disgusted that I'm so enormous.
It is. It's a depressing life that we've lived.
Yeah, it's like three male models are the size of me.
Easily. Three. Kendall, don't go there.
I was in the bathroom the other day here at the studio.
Yeah.
Doing my business.
All right.
There's no better way to put it. And Charles came in and just started like talking to me. He started taking the poop and started like having a full-on conversation with me.
You were pooping or he was pooping?
We both were.
Oh my God.
And I told Charles, I was like, Charles, I don't want to talk to you right now. And he was like, I was doing the thing. And he just kept going on. I was like, Charles, I am in my private zone right now.
Oh, Kendra, you were in the private zone.
Don't go there. I needed personal space.
Don't go there, Kendall.
Don't you hate when people do that?
I do. Whenever anybody starts talking to me while we're both number twoing, I hate it. Hate it. Kendall, don't go here. Just don't go here. Don't have a weekend blowout. Don't. You know, sometimes fat people like us, we tell ourselves, we say, you know what, we're going to be reasonable and healthy Monday through Friday. Then you have a blowout on Saturday and Sunday. It doesn't work like that, everybody. Don't go there.
Well, I have a nightly blowout. Everything.
We have like the patterns of a normal person's week within one day. We'll have several hours where we're very good, and then a couple hours later, we blow it. We have the afternoon blowout. And then we've ruined...
And then we wake up in pain.
We've ruined every day, and we've ruined three lives.
Blowout.
And all of the listeners' lives. We've ruined their lives.
Yours, mine, the listeners'.
Don't go there.
Not there.
Sorry, I got lost.
It's okay.
Dessert. Cliff.
Oh, yeah, go there.
I'm going to go there.
Go there, boy.
I think we need to start a new business here in Busheltown where we deliver sweets, like a delivery bakery.
They would never make it. We're delivering them.
Well, okay. We should start it and then hire people to deliver them. We should start that selfishly just so we could order desserts all the time.
Kendall, if you want more desserts, you already did eat half of a whole cake a few minutes ago during the media minute.
Well, I'm still hungry.
I want some more too. I'm saying
I have low blood sugar.
After the show, we just send Austin over to the erotic bakery. We get some penis dong, some spotted dick, and we have it brought back over.
Go get some spotted dick right now.
Just kidding. Wait 10 minutes. Thank God. And desserts, they make me want to sing out loud.
Oh, and it's time for the game show. Sing out loud.
Songs you should know. And now, here are your hosts, Cliff and Kendall.
Here we are.
Cliff, I've got some songs I can't wait to sing.
Oh, I have some songs that I can't wait to sing, and that's what's making the
Cliff, you haven't stopped singing the whole episode. Practically.
It's every episode.
I know, that's what I mean. Oh, look, Cliff. Oh, Dolores, she's coming by. Oh, Dolores, come on in.
Oh, come on in, Dolores.
I am in a hurry, fellas. I don't have but a few minutes. I've got teachers' conference meetings.
Oh, my God.
I've got 12 kids, and I can't stay. I've got to go.
Could you say 5 minutes? 5 minutes, and we'll do a quick Songs You Should Know segment. With the
one of them is in desperate need and may fail language. They're coloring outside the lines. I don't know what to do. 5 minutes.
Well, you know what? Maybe five minutes would like settle you down a little bit before you have to go to your meeting.
It's very zen. People love. I have perfect pitch.
Okay. If Toby fails kindergarten, it's on the two of them.
It's on. We're gonna put it all on Kindle.
All right, come on.
Put it on me.
All right,
Cliff.
Five minutes.
Why don't you start us out, Cliff?
All right. Now there was a time when we used to say
Annie Lennox.
There we go. What was it?
Behind every great man, there had to be a great woman.
Well, Dolores is so much better at this because she does love songs all the time.
Yeah. I know.
That's what I do. I connect people through love songs.
That is
what I do.
She's going to show
and
me
I
up
really
so bad.
I really think you should maybe bring me in to talk more about me and what I do.
Well, maybe we'll have you on the show sometime.
You've got a gold mine sitting here, fellas.
We would love to have you. Okay, Ken.
Teacher's conference.
My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy, and I'm out of my mind.
Nobody's ever heard this.
Oh, they have. Because all of me loves
okay, that's John Legend.
You,
you
See,
came
well, you
in,
got
you
it now.
Start it there.
Well, that's we, a, we're, I'm not going to start at the easy part.
No. You start where you
but
you wasn't
I can't,
even in tune.
I can't sing the name of the song. Oh,
okay,
I'm definitely not in tune.
Come on.
Okay.
I'm trying to be a good Christian and a good person. I've got to go.
Right, she's got a smile that seems to me and reminds me of childhood memories. Everything was as fresh as
Old McDonald had a farm.
Sweet child of mine. Kendall got it for the first time ever.
He's
never gotten anything right
okay,
before.
Okay, let's see if I can do this one.
I apologize in advance.
Take me to church. I'll worship like a dog at the shrine of your lies.
What is that? I buzz it already. What is it?
It's a, like a top 40 song now. It's called Take Me to Church.
I don't know.
Who sings it?
No.
Hoosier.
Hoosier. Hoosier. No. No.
Fact check it.
Who's the singer?
Hoosier is
the singer.
Okay, I don't
know who that is. Who's on first? Busted flat and Baton
Rouge. I cannot believe that.
Headed for a train. Feeling nearly faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained. It took us all the way to New Orleans.
Okay. I'm about to walk out. I am the most famous DJ. I have the best radio show on air.
You really do.
And I have never heard of any of these songs. I have the top producers.
That was me
and
Bobby McGee.
And the two of you, I have not heard of that.
Well, I think it's the way we sing
them. The
two
of you are trying to embarrass Dolores yet again.
No,
we would never try that.
You probably heard the rumor that my show may be canceled. I don't know what it is.
Oh, no, we didn't
That is terrible.
We would never try to embarrass you on the show.
I'm feeling that. I know every song.
I'm not even going to sing the next one because I don't want to embarrass you.
My songs have gotten over 1,000 people engaged and happily married.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm going to go
so
ahead
I don't
and
know
buzz.
What's going on here.
Well, then, Dolores, we're going to go ahead.
Next song
we're going to let you go ahead and go.
Oh, thank
and thank you for stopping by. And that's all the time we have today for Songs You Should Know. Join us next time for more Songs You Should Know.
And thank you to Dolores. Don't forget, you can catch Dolores 7 nights a week on KBSH. That's Busheltown's own.
Rye
99.
Dolores.
Nothing takes you down faster than being assaulted by Dolores.
Well, Dolores is a singular type of person, and that's just something that we all have to deal with. We might need to go have a dessert about it.
We should. I really want her to like me.
And that's just sad.
It's just so sad, Cliff.
It's just so sad.
If our listeners want to, like, donate and send us some moon pies.
Send us a moon pie.
Just go to cliffandkendall.blogspot.com, facebook.com/feminine. Cliff and Kendall.
Send us a moon pie.
Email us at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com. Give us a call on our fat line at 818-3084-FAT. Or listen to us on Rhyme 99.
Rye
99.
Where you can enjoy 7 nights a week of
Dolores.
Kendall, dessert doesn't count if you eat under an assumed identity. And that was said by Valerie Harper.
Lover.
Lover.
Cliff, forget love. I'd rather fall in chocolate.
Me too. I'm so hungry for a dessert
that
at
was
this moment.
Sandra Dykes.
Oh, never mind. Kendall, seize the moment. Seize it. Just think of all those women on the Titanic who said no thank you to dessert that night. And for what?
I would like you to read my second quote.
And that was said by Irma Bombeck.
Well, you know, we were just on the same level for that, because we were like, well, we've been on the Titanic.
Because that
somehow
quote is our life.
And yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Nothing else sums up. I'm just going to let you take us home, because I have nothing else to say.
Dessert sequel show roads. I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening. We'll see you here next week.
Oh, yeah.
See you here next week. See you here. 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 See you here.
Hoodie. Pants.
See you here. See you here. See you here.
Oh, don't go.
Shit, shit.
Hoodie. Oh, don't go.
Pants.
Oh, don't go.
Shit, shit.
Hoodie. Pudding. Oh, don't go.
I'm about to walk out. I'm about to walk out.
Alright,
Dessert.
Dessert.
Shit.
Hey.
Howdy, howdy, town. Dessert. Dessert.
Dessert.
Pudding.
Alright,
I'm about to walk out. Okay. I'm about to walk out.
Oh. Oh.
I'm about to walk out. Listening to the show. We'll see you here next time on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Radio listeners, stay tuned to KBSH Rye 99 for an encore presentation of
Dolores. Yeah!